Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's English lesson, you are going to learn 10 collocations that native English speakers use in business all the time. Maybe the first thing we should talk about is, what is a collocation? Collocations are two or more words that native English speakers use together all the time. So if you are wanting to sound more like a native English speaker, these collocations can help you do that. The first collocation I would like to teach you is business plan. What's a business plan? Well, it's a plan that will help you operate and run your business. You want to have a business plan so you can make money. Imagine this: you have a shoe store. Part of your business plan will be, well, where are you going to get your shoes? Are you going to make them yourself in a factory, or are you going to buy them from another business? Another part of your business plan is, where are you going to put your store? In English, we say so much about business depends on the location of your business. Location, location, location. Another part of your business plan will be advertising. How are you going to spread the word about your business? In other words, how are you going to let people know you have the best shoes in town? Are you going to post ads on social media? Or are you going to post ads in the newspaper? Does anyone even read a newspaper anymore? The next business collocation I would like to teach you is market analysis. Not easy to say. Market analysis. Market analysis means looking at the people or companies who might buy a product or service to understand their needs. In other words, to find out, is there a demand for what you're selling or offering? Do people need it? Let's say you have a lemonade stand and maybe you want to add a new flavor. Maybe instead of doing just lemonade, you want to add maybe orangeade or limeade. When you do market analysis, you are going to do research to see if people really want those new flavors. You don't want to lose money by adding these new flavors, so you do the research before to make sure people want your product. How about this next one? Financial forecast. Anytime you hear financial in English, think money. A forecast is predicting or guessing how something will happen before it happens. In English, we have something called the weather forecast, and that is when one person, we call them a meteorologist, they guess what the weather is going to be like, maybe 10 days in advance or 7 days in advance. People do this in business all the time. Let's go back to that lemonade stand. You think you'll sell 50 cups of lemonade every day at $1 each. And you think it will cost you $20 to make that lemonade. This is your financial forecast. You are predicting how much money you will make in the future. The next collocation we use with business is competitive advantage. Your competitors are the other people in business doing what you do. For example, you've probably heard of Coca-Cola. Well, their biggest competitor is Pepsi. A real quick favor to ask of you: if you are enjoying this English lesson, would you mind hitting that like button? And if you haven't subscribed yet, go ahead and subscribe so you never miss another English lesson. And if you have an advantage, that means you're doing something better than somebody else. At your lemonade stand, maybe your competitive advantage is that you use real lemons. Your competitors use the fake stuff. That's why people are going to choose your business over your competitors. Another collocation you might hear when you talk about business is sales projection. It's a lot like financial forecast. Your sales projections are an estimate or a really good guess of how much you'll sell during a certain period of time. It might be a year. It might be a quarter. The term quarter is used a lot in business. That means like 1/4 of a year. An example of your sales projections is that you estimate you will sell 300 cups of lemonade during the next month. The next one is profit margin. You will hear this all the time when talking about business in English. Your profit margin is how much money you make after paying for all of your expenses. That's your profit. If you sell one cup of lemonade, but it costs you 50 cents for the lemons and the cups and maybe the employees, your profit margin is 50 cents. How about revenue stream? This is how a business makes money. For example, at your lemonade stand, this is your main stream of income. It's the way you make money. It's your revenue stream. All right, how about this one? Strategic partnership. Not easy to say. Strategic partnership. This is when you team up with another business so you both make money. You know your lemonade stand. You're selling really good lemonade, but maybe you hook up with a local bakery and you start selling their cookies. And of course, you are going to take some of the profit, but those cookies might be just another reason why your customers come to you. They can get their lemonade and cookies in one place. How about this one? Customer retention. Customer retention is when your customers keep coming back and back for more of your products. One example of increasing your customer retention is having a loyalty card. Maybe for every 10 cups of lemonade they buy from you, you give them one for free. That'll really help with your customer retention. What about brand identity? Brand identity is how a business wants to be seen and what people think of it. All right, be careful. We got some big words here, but don't worry, I will explain them. Maybe the brand identity of your lemonade stand is that you are eco-friendly. You use biodegradable cups and straws. If a business is eco-friendly, that means they care about the earth. They want the products they give to their customers to be recycled. Biodegradable means it will break down in a landfill, not like regular plastic that could be trash for like hundreds of years. Biodegradable stuff eventually disappears in the dirt. That's the end of this English lesson, but it doesn't mean you have to stop learning English. Right up there is an English lesson all about foods that start with G. Thanks so much for watching. See you next time.